That edge is Brissette.com. Racing's number one website has the value-added information not available anywhere else. Trainer and jockey stats, detailed pedigree data, exclusive Briss pace, speed, and class ratings, free memberships, free handicapping software, race entries and results, handicapper selections, and so much more. For a true picture of how the race will be run, discover Brissette.com, the official data source of the Kentucky Derby.
Majestic Perfection's first foal's a three-year-old, and he's already sired a winner of the Kentucky Oaks. That's a great start for this brilliant son of Harlan's Holiday. There are three Majestic Perfection yearlings in Barn 14, Book 1, Keeneland, all three in the consignment of Brereton C. Jones, Airdrie stud agent. One is a half-brother to two graded stakes winners, another out of a mare that's produced two stakes winners, one graded, and a third's a half-sister to a filly that won stakes at Saratoga and placed in grade one stakes. Tremendous potential there. Also in the consignment are four from the first crop by grade one winner Creative Cause, all four out of graded stakes producers, including one that's also a half-brother to the Dam of American Pharaoh. There are two by Arch, he's a superior source of stamina, both of them out of stakes winning, out of stakes mares. There's a filly by the classic sire Proud Citizen. He, of course, has sired two winners of the Kentucky Oaks, one of them an Eclipse Lord winner. And a filly from the first crop by Bernardini's grade one winner and millionaire to Honor and Serve. And that's a half-sister to a graded stakes winner and to the Dam of a Kentucky Oaks winner. It's a fantastic consignment for Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud, a farm with a rich history of raising superior stakes winners. Barn 14, Keeneland 11, are the best bred yearlings in the sale.
Capital of the world. It's Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis on Fox Sports 1580.
And down the fence they come!
We'll talk about the horses.
Oh, far away, pulls away.
The people.
Here comes Tim Cam down the middle of the track now.
And the history of the thoroughbred industry.
And it's Trick Materials that wins the play 2.5 lengths.
Now live from Kentucky's Bluegrass region, here's Ursel.
Well, good morning. And we are here at the Clocker Stand at the Thoroughbred Center. A little lull in the action right now, but it's a busy, busy morning for Susie.
She's
morning.
On page two. She must have 40 so far.
40 works so far.
Yes,
that means
it's huge.
One of us is going to have to get out there and help her when we're doing the renovation break right now. They're working on the track. Lower track's open. When they work the big track, and which is from 8 until 8:30, you can still go down below to the lower track here. We've got a 5/8 mile track down below, and you can go down there and gallop your horses down there and so forth. But anyway, it's
and track's in good shape. They did not get the rain that a lot of people did. They got rain, but it wasn't a flood.
Yeah,
well, we got nothing.
No, I tell you what, I was praying for rain because I was out mowing.
I know it. Everything split. I mean, we were a mile or two away from it in Paris. It's a wonder it didn't float Paris away. They got so much rain. Not us.
Well, one of us, whoever's not busy at the moment, will go out and help Susie because she's going to need some help.
Yeah, Harold's off this week. Harold, the world's greatest track man. This is weekend off.
Yeah, he gets every other weekend off.
Yeah. So
he's supposed to just take rainy days off or something.
You know, Susie said that, Susie said that a lot of the Keeneland people haven't moved in yet.
Is that moving right?
Yes, and that's when it's going to be crash. Because usually, of course, Matt Howard comes over and helps, but he's off to Oklahoma for a quarter horse sale.
Yeah.
Hauled 17 of them out there for a quarter horse sale. So it's pretty much me and Susie and I think David's coming.
David might show up.
Yeah. So okay. That's a...
All right. Well, what are we going to do today? Well, Debbie Blair is going to come on. They're having this the Secretariat Festival next week.
Yes. You know, that thing's gotten bigger and bigger. That's
a big deal. Yeah.
I remember when they first started out. You know, it was nice, but now it's something.
Yeah. I mean, it lasts at least 2 days now.
Yep. The finale is on
Sunday.
Maybe
three. But I don't know. We'll find out a little bit more
Friday
about it.
It's Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
Anyway, Debbie's going to come in and talk about that a little bit at the top of the hour. It's a fun time. So down in Paris, so
oh,
come on down.
Michael.
And see, I think Debbie, you used to be with Breeders' Cup at one time. Well, we'll find out about that a little bit more. Michael Blowen has just shown up. He's out petting our guard dog out here. Maybelle, that's Susie the Clocker's dog. She weighs about 4 pounds.
Oh. Max.
Max.
That's after she eats. She's a tiny little thing. It's so cute.
Smart as a whip, though.
Yes, she is.
She's got
is.
A train where she will not leave. We have a porch here at the Clocker stand, and she will not go off that porch.
Uh-huh. That's yeah. right. She's, yeah. And I'm looking here at tomorrow's racing form, and it says come out to Kentucky Downs and visit some old friends. So I was looking at your ad, Michael Blowen.
Very nice, don't you think?
Yes. Excellent.
Yeah, the Racing Form came out with a special magazine, a special edition of the Old Friends magazine, especially for Kentucky Downs.
Oh. Well, why don't you bring us one?
Yeah. Well, because I haven't seen it yet.
Oh.
But I promise I will.
Excuses.
Yeah.
I think they sent them directly.
Were they supposed to run yesterday? I know they canceled Wednesday at the Kentucky Downs.
No, today. They're running today.
Are they running today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but not yesterday. Yeah, okay.
The right. rain was so...
I guess they canceled after a couple of races. The
they
day.
Canceled after one on...
That was Wednesday.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah. Then Thursday... what the hell is the date? Date Saturday.
There we go.
Yeah.
Good start.
Yeah. Yeah. Alert as always.
Well, it's just 19.
That laser sharp mind.
We could call the number in the ad and find out where those magazines are.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a nice.
The data racing form's a bit backer.
Yeah,
friends,
huge.
Aren't they?
Yeah, huge. Absolutely. I don't know what we'd do without them, especially Mandy Menger and everybody else. I mean, it's just been amazing.
Yeah.
We have.
Did you see her at Saratoga?
Yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're old friends. We're Facebook friends. That's how
she's unbelievable.
Yeah.
She's so talented. She just does so much, and she's tireless, too.
I want to introduce her to my friend Mindy.
Mindy and Mandy?
Mindy and Mandy. Mindy Manger
sounds
and
like
Mandy.
A TV show.
What's Mindy's middle name? Mindy has a middle name. Begins with N, too. She's Mindy. I forgot, but I'll... Mindy Manger, Mandy Minger.
There you go.
Forget it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, what's going on with you, Michael?
Well, it's been really, really busy, and it's going to get busier.
Oof.
So
you got a little horse manure stain on your shoulder there.
Do I?
Yeah, the other one.
Somebody bit me up there, nudged me or whatever. I don't know.
It's grass stain then.
Yeah.
It? Yeah. Well.
Yeah, there you go.
6-1 half done the other.
That's a difference. Yes.
I know that it does detract from my fashionista appearance.
Sartorial elegance.
Yeah. We wouldn't want that.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, Paul Isaacs has a horse in today at...
the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
At Kentucky Downs. A maiden, first time starter.
Oh, wonderful.
Who's training for him?
I don't know. Don't ask me anything else. That's all I know.
Is it here?
I didn't bring my...
Is the horse here?
It's in the Saturday form.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
You didn't bring your Saturday.
Yeah,
I didn't
the horse is here. He comes from the training center.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And if you haven't been over
Walter Edwards, probably.
Probably,
yeah.
I went over to Keeneland yesterday. Kurt Becker made a couple of really nice donations to Old Friends, a reprint of the Daily News newspaper cover for American Pharoah and another
good.
American Pharoah poster and a beautiful poster of all the silks from the all the bluegrass winners over the years. It's really,
oh, that's
really nice.
Nice.
So I went over there, and then I got to, and we thanked Kurt for that. And then I saw all the work they're doing over there. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Are
I mean,
those?
It looks totally different.
I know.
It looks like they built a city over a town.
Are they going to, you drive by and you can see stands. Are they going to be covered?
Don't ask me anything because I don't know. I'm just looking at them, and they've got the chalets, the suites that they're going to have.
Right.
And they go right up. All the way down the line.
They're out as far as the 316th pool, aren't they? They extend down about that far?
Yeah.
Past the 8th pool, well past the 8th.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the pictures of those chalet-looking things
right.
are real nice.
Yeah, they look really nice. They do. And they've got people all over the – you know, there's no racing and there's no simulcasting. I know they're getting ready for the sale and everything. But the interesting thing is that how many people are over there doing construction? You can't even find a parking place because everybody's in there helping. They spared no expense in getting the people in there to get the job done. I'll tell you that.
That's fantastic. Now, I guess they'll just keep right on working through the sales.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd love to stop out and see it. I almost did about a week or so ago. I drove by, but I was kind of running.
Well, I was out there picking up catalogs a couple of weeks ago and had a chance to just walk out in the paddock and see what they've done out there.
How's that look? Is it bigger?
It looks nice.
Yeah. Were you in the paddock, Mike?
No.
Yeah, but, you know, I think they put in new trees.
Think so. Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know why, but, you know, I guess they still, it looks nice, you know.
Yeah,
being
good.
Keeneland,
now, see, on the paddock side of the paddock, away from the other side, the grandstand's on one side and the other side was kind of blank. Did they put stuff over on that side, did you notice?
Down by the Relations Secretary's office?
No. There was
a gap there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It extends from the clubhouse east.
On. Yeah.
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 Oh, interesting.
Now, I don't know if there's anything. Was there anything in the infield? I didn't
go to the track. I just went to Kurt's office. Oh. Just went to the main office. And then I had to scoot back because I had stuff to do. The other thing we did that was interesting was went to the soft opening of the historical racing at the Red Mile.
Oh,
okay.
Slots.
Well, what's your?
I think one of the races that I saw briefly was one of my horses racing at Rockingham Park in 1990.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
that's funny.
Too bad you didn't know up front. Hey, run that one again.
Exactly. I wanted to see it again. It was gone. Oh, he won't be back for another 4 years.
Now, when they do that, can you do that 50-cent stuff, or do you just pull the lever? Or what?
What do you mean 50 cent stuff or pull the lever?
Well, you always
bet
that 50
cent.
Yeah.
You just push the button. It's a historical racing. You push the button like you open the gate. Boom.
Oh, okay. You don't get to handicap it.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I guess you could. There's some racing form information there, but I'm not sure how it works.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, we'll have to go out there just to see.
Yeah, you have to see. Well, the facility is beautiful.
Yeah, hell, I can't hardly use my phone, much less.
It's non-smoking, so it doesn't have that kind of awful air that gets stuck in.
Oh, I thought that was ambiance.
Yeah.
There you are.
Yeah. And but it's really, really beautiful. There's a lot of room. They didn't just like throw a bunch of them in there and crowd everybody in. There's a lot of room. Great bar. A lot of really good local craft beers and some things like that.
Is the outside finished? I mean,
Not quite.
That's what I was wondering. Because it still looks construction-y. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's nice and it's open. And
how's the food? They got a restaurant out there? Or do you buy stuff like...
It's hamburgers. Right now it's hamburgers and...
Yeah, because they're great. Like they have great food.
They have a nice grilled cheese.
Oh, I love a nice grilled cheese.
All right, let me interrupt you a minute.
All right.
Get away from the grilled cheese. Keeneland September sales begins Monday, and Claiborne Farm is selling 5 Warfront yearlings, plus a coat by Gold Zephyr that a catalog and book one. Go to barn 6. Hip number 106 is a Warfront coat. He's out of a grade 2 stakes winner. 109 is another Warfront coat. Yes, this one's out of a grade 2 stakes winner and a stakes producer. Hip number 303 is a filly by Warfront, and that's a half-sister to a grade 1 stakes winner and a full-sister to a major stakes winner. Hip 387 is a colt by Warfront out of a stakes-placed daughter of Arts. That's a half-sister to a graded stakes winner. Hip 495 is a colt by Warfront out of a full-sister to Pulpit that has produced a stakes winner and a grade 1 placed runner. And hip number 352 is a Gold Zapper colt. That's a half-brother to a multiple grade 1 winner. That would be sensational. Terrific consignment. And take a look at the Claiborne assignment that sells on Friday and Saturday, September 18 and 19. They're in Book 2, Barn 30. And they feature colts by Arch and Broken Vow. They're two by First Samurai, Malibu Moon, Algorithms, Blame and Flatter, plus fillies by Hollins, Holiday, Malibu Moon, Blame, Flatter, Warfront. Horses raised on Claiborne Farm have... for decades, gone on to win prestigious stakes the world over. And these youngsters are well equipped to carry on the tradition. Raise a Claiborne Farm doesn't get much better than that.
Ursula and I moved to Bourbon County going on 30 years ago. We weren't happy with our company in Lexington that was carrying our insurance, so we thought it'd be a good idea to go to a local company in Paris. It was a great decision. We asked around, and the name that kept coming up was the Hopewell Company. Hopewell Company is an independent insurance agency. They don't work for an insurance company. They work for you. And they represent a carefully selected group of financially sound, reputable companies that offer the best coverage at competitive prices. The folks at Hopewell are prepared to provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of your insurance. They cover everything for us. House, cars, barns, trucks, farm equipment, liability, you name it. Give them a call. That's the Hopewell Company, Joe or Ted McLean, 859-987-2347, or stop by the office at 820 Main Street in Paris. They'll do a great job for you. We, Ursel, guarantees it.
Well, the Keeneland September sales begins Monday, of course, and there's a real headliner consigned in book one. That's hip number 571. And he's a colt from the first crop by one of the all-time greats, the European champion, Frankel. Frankel, undefeated in 14 starts, classic winner, winner of 10 grade one races, and of over $4,789,000. He's consigned by Indian Creek. He's in barn 14. And he's out of a mare that has already produced a grade one stakes winner and a grade two stakes winner. Go see him. And while there, take a look at Hip 665. That's a colt by Arts. That's a half-brother to a grade two winner out of a stakes-winning daughter of Stormcat. And a colt by Bodemeister, hip number 356, is a superb individual. Others in the Indian Creek consignment, all from top black type families, are by Warfront. You're going to love this filly. Plus two by Lemon Drop Kid. More Indian Creek yearlings are in book two, selling Saturday, September 19th. There's another grand-looking colt by Arch, plus youngsters by Trap Shot and Quality Road and Blame and Broken Vow, Hardspun, Flatter. They're in barn 45. And keep this in mind. Indian Creek has a great reputation for raising and selling runners, and this year's crop of yearlings have all the tools to add to that already great Indian Creek record. So go take a look at them, starting on book one. And good to make sure that you take a good look at that Frankel colt. I like to see him myself.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lele.
All right, and we're...
I got the info on the Kentucky Downs makeup races.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Hot off the presses from the Daily Racing Club.
All right.
Kentucky Downs will add three races to each of its last two programs, September 16th and 19th, to make up for some of the races lost Thursday to a cancellation at the turf-only track in South Central Kentucky. Each of those cards will feature 13 races.
Woo!
And first post will be 12:05 Central, 90 minutes earlier than usual. What makes that much more attractive, too, is that Wednesday is Old Friends Day at Kentucky Downs, and we get three more races.
Oh, that is
so
good.
So if anybody wants to sponsor them, we're selling those three races sponsorships for $1,000. Get your name in the program, get a whole story in there. It's going to be really, really a lot of fun. And you could pick out one of our horses to name it after. Present the trophy and have some fun. So.
Is anybody carrying that HRTV or TVG?
Oh, yeah, TVG.
Okay.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw one or two the last time because the purses are so good. Holy cats.
Purses are great. You're getting 125,000 maiden special weights. 125,000. It's not so bad.
Not so bad at all. Holy cow. That
I think Paul's down there. Paul's in the big race with his horse. Isn't that one of the main races?
Is that right?
Purses, yeah. So let's hope he does well, because if the horse does well, Old Friends does
well. That's excellent. That's wonderful.
Yeah, there you go. They're running the Kentucky Downs Ladies Sprint Stakes today, right?
Mm-hmm.
$300,000 pot.
Good Lord.
And the Kentucky Downs Turf Dash. For another $300,000 a pot. But you know, what's impressive is the maiden races have a purse of $125,000.
I know.
We always had a barn full of them.
Do you know anywhere in the world where maidens run for that kind of money? I don't think so.
They don't anyplace else, I don't think.
Oh, wow, it's worth breeding just for that.
It's attracted so many, Jack Van Berg brought some horses in, so Christoph Clement's got some, Bill Mott, Joe Sharp, all the big trainers that came right from Saratoga right into Kentucky Downs.
That's
with
wild.
With their turf horses.
And then they'll come right up to Keeneland.
When he talks, then.
I guess it does. I wouldn't know that much. That's the only thing that keeps me quiet.
Listening.
I have no money.
Well, it hadn't done a very good job of keeping you quiet either.
No, I know. This is true.
Well, what's coming up next besides Kentucky
Derby? Well, that's huge. And then this is really going to be neat. I'm not sure of all the details yet, but Papa John's is connecting with the Breeders' Cup to produce a Breeders' Cup pizza or something.
Oh,
promotion
funny.
Leading up to the Breeders' Cup. And Greg Frabel, the head of the Breeders' Cup, and the people from Papa John's and Chris McCarron on October 5th are coming to the farm to shoot a commercial.
Oh, fun!
About that.
Oh, fun!
And as I understand it, for every pizza that they sell that month leading up to the Breeders' Cup, they're going to donate a dog to the Thoroughbred Aftercare Alliance.
Oh, good! Well, I'll stop in Papa John's. I like their pizza.
You know, I had an ad for them now. You know?
Yeah.
Better ingredients, better horses, Papa John's.
There you go.
I don't know if that'll fly or not.
Well, that ingredients part.
No. See, now, leave it to him.
Listen, Papa John's is good. They use really good tomatoes and tomato sauce. I was on a plane once. I don't know how many years ago. My sister was a principal in Louisville, and she knew that Papa John's family real well, and I sat down. I started talking to the lady next to me back when the seats you could actually fit in a plane. And
that might have been a few pounds ago too.
And her son turned out to be Papa John's, and she said, "What they really, really want? They go around looking for really sweet Italian tomatoes." I always liked it. I thought it was good.
Good. Well, that's going to be very, very exciting, and I can't announce it yet. Oh. I can't announce it yet, but Toyota is going to make a contribution to Old Friends.
Oh, good.
So that's going to be good.
Maybe they give you a new car.
A truck. Give you a Toyota.
Well, I don't know what it's going to be. But
what are those big trucks they've got?
They had some representatives come on a tour the other day, and then they came back again and looked around, and we had a chat, and they're going to arrange it, and I can't wait to talk about it. But.
Oh, we went to Farm Managers the other night. Prettiest little girl. Woo, Heather. I think. She said she volunteered at Old Friends this month. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's
with
nice.
Kimmy.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
Kimmy, I don't know what we do without Kimmy and our volunteers.
Good.
A lot of them come out now and help us. It's really, really been amazing.
Yeah. She's at Ashford, and we sat at the same table. Just real sweet girls. It's nice.
And our campaign to bring War Emblem home is working out really well. Selling certificates of support for $202, which is reflects his win in the 2002 Kentucky Derby.
Ah,
and Barbara Livingston donated a picture for the certificate. And Bob Baffert and Victor Espinosa signed 300 of them for us.
Oh, wow.
So if you donate $202, we send you a certificate in our gratitude. And then we're going to have a special homecoming party for them that will be open to everybody that contributed.
That's nice.
Yeah, be fun.
Do you have any kind of an idea when that homecoming may?
I'm hoping that it's going to be in mid-October.
Oh, good, before it gets real cold.
Yeah, before Breeders' Cup.
Ooh, have him out there for Breeders' Cup.
And I can't say anything about these other two horses either, but we've got two other big ones in the on-deck circle ready to get on a truck.
I'll tell you.
Tim's having a heart attack now, but that's all right, Tim. You'll be all right. Take a deep breath.
Jeez, Dr. Byers is up in heaven going, oh, my.
Yeah, but you got to come to the farm. You got to see how much work we've done on that other property.
That's great.
50 acres. Got the roads in. The water lines are getting put in now. We'll put up over to Hubes and get those waterers.
You put the water lines in, run electric wire. It's real cheap, and then you always have it.
Then
you
good idea.
Never know.
Good idea. I'll have to give up my hobby.
The breaking ice.
Breaking ice, yeah. Jeez, Opeezle.
That just keep my right.
No, you don't even need it. I mean, if you don't need it, but it's there if you do.
Right. No, that's a good idea. It's a swell idea. Oh, must be getting close to 8:30. The trucks are pulling up.
Who is that? That's Matt. I thought he'd left. I thought he'd gone to.
It doesn't take him. The way he drives, he probably drove home from Oklahoma last night.
I thought he'd gone, yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. He's going to help.
Well, he's going to help.
Fuck. Good. That takes a lot of pressure off.
I see.
Michael's got to get a watch. We got to get Michael a watch. He comes out here and make him clock.
Yeah. That'll be good.
She's going to need help because, you know, I mean, she's had 40-some-odd works already.
I'll bring my sundial in.
There you go.
Clock my horses.
Yeah. All right.
That'll
be
good.
September 8 in France, and I can't pronounce the name of this race, but I'm going to try. The Group 3 Prix d'Amour A-M-A-L-E, a male, whatever. Anyway, it was won by Antino, and that's a two-year-old filly by First Defense. Designated rising star status after winning her debut by 6.5 lengths on August 7th, Antino won the one-mile test by 2.5 lengths to easily outclass her rival. She will likely return in the Group 1 Prix Marcel Boussac on October 4th. So add Antino's name to the growing list of stakes winners by First Defense. A list that began with Eclipse Award winner Close Hatches in his first crop. And watch for his yearlings at Keeneling, starting with hip number 943, a full brother to the 2015 stakes winner in group place Tomberlane, consigned by three main studs. Also look for yearlings by Mizzen Mast, sire of 7 grade 1 winners and the winners of 3 Breeders' Cup races. The first Mizzen Mast to enter the ring is hip number 424, consigned by Hinkle Farm, followed by hip number 642, consigned by Select Sales, agent for Mock Mahal. Hip 424 is a half-brother to a grade 2 stakes winner. Hip 642 is a full sister to Stone Tastic, winner of the grade 2 Prior Stakes. First Defense and Ms. Mass stand at Judmont Farm. For more, call Garrett O'Walker, Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629 and take a look at the website, judmont.com. Jackie, want to say something nice about Sally Vans?
Of course,
it's not hard to do.
No, it isn't. You know, they work on people's rigs. We had ours done. And they're diesel trucks. So this is the time of year to do it if you've been hauling around a lot this summer. Probably need to get that done. Or if you're gearing up for fox hunting, you for sure need to get it done. Everybody in the horse business knows about Sally Van. They've been in business for more than 6 decades. The number of breeding trips made runs into the millions. Well, the miles run into the millions. Breeders trip miles. They travel a lot. Many of the finest thoroughbreds in the world have enjoyed a safe trip on a Sally Van, but as I just said, they can also service your diesel at Sally Van, or for that matter, take care of your trailer, too. Just give them a call, 255-9406. They're conveniently located in Lexington, and when it comes to moving your horse, you can depend that a Sally Van's in tip-top condition and that the person behind the wheel is an experienced driver and experienced horseman, and that's why, for over 60 years, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
Let me give that number again. You were short a digit.
I was?
Unless it was my hand. 255-9406.
I'm always short a digit.
I was going to say.
That's my trademark, being short a digit.
Well, all
my friends love me for being short a digit.
Well, if you be a little shorter on your ad-libs, let me finish this commercial, will you? August 5 at Kentucky Downs, the $300,000 More Than Ready Stakes was won by Tourist, a 4-year-old colt by Tisnow, and the $300,000 Calumet Farm Juvenile Stakes went to Cajun Shell, a 2-year-old colt by Artie Schiller. I guess that would be Cajun Shell. By Artie Schiller. Okay. Anyway, Tourist, bred by Windstar Farm, was making his first start of the year in the More Than Ready. He made every pole a winning one. He won by nearly 4 lengths under a hand ride. In 2014, he won the Sir Cat Stakes at Saratoga, was second in the Grade 1 Secretariat, and he's earned over $436,000. Cajun Shell, bred by Sheltowee Farm and Tom McLaughlin, is undefeated on grass, and he came from off the pace in the Calumet Farm Juvenile to win going away by nearly 2 lengths. Sold to Keeneland in September for $45,000. He's already earned over $211,000. Hall of Famer Tisnow, the big horse sire. He's the sire of 13 Grade 1 winners. And I tell you what, Grade 1 place Tourist may well be his next one. And Grade 1 winner and Grade 1 sire Artie Schiller both stand at Windstar Farm. Watch for yearlings by the Windstar Stallions at Keeneland. For more information, contact Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugel, or Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717 and see the website, windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursulelis.
Well, Jackie, it looks like you're off the hook of maybe for clocking out there, because David's here and Matt's here and Susie's here, and that's three people.
Being one short a digit, I was afraid to go out.
Afraid the clock would be a little off.
Yes, short a digit.
No.
One.
1-0.
Yeah, 40.
Oh, my goodness. So, anyway, we're really looking forward to going out there on Wednesdays. I think it's going to be a nice crowd. We've got a big tent, got food, and
wow,
a bar, and betting machines.
What time?
Well, that's another good thing we've got. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Sport Tech machines?
No.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, you go to the track and you can bet on the machines.
Yeah.
And you select your track, and then you select your horse, and you select how much you want to bet, et cetera. So, we made arrangements with the people that manufacture those machines.
Something tote.
To install them in each of our facilities.
Really?
So, we'll have one in Georgetown, we'll have one at Kentucky Downs, and we'll have one in Saratoga at Cabin Creek.
Do you really get to bet, or
no,
they pretend?
No, that's the cool part.
Oh, okay.
No such, everybody says there's no such thing.
Money
as
goes into old friends, but it doesn't pay off.
That's exactly right. But I love what Bob Adams says. We have a big quote of the thing. Give money to old friends, it's not a scam. So we have that quote above the barn.
That's great.
So everybody can see it.
Yeah.
Next to the donation box. But here's the, so here's, that's exactly right. So we've designed all these races, you know, the old timer stakes, you know, et cetera, with all of our horses in it. So you have the sprint, it's got Gulch and Precision.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, Amazonbie and all these great sprinters. And you can go in there and you put your $2 in or a dollar, whatever it is, and you put that in there and you get a ticket that says, I bet $2 to win on Silver Charm today at Old Friends. And it has a date on it.
How cute.
The logo and all that stuff. And then you get to keep it for a souvenir.
Oh, wow, that's fun. Huh. Boy, nothing gets by him, I'm telling you.
I know.
There's not a trick in this world that Michael hadn't figured out.
He should have been a preacher.
Oh, God.
I almost was a preacher. I almost went to the seminary when I was 12 years old. They would have had me, and I would have gone, oh, my God. I shouldn't probably tell the story, but I'm going to anyway. So, you know, you're 12 years old. Well, all of a sudden, you start thinking about girls, and you go, wow, this is really amazing. So I couldn't figure out a way to get out of it. You know, everybody, all the priests in town, I was an altar boy, this, that. My mother was so excited. Everybody's in it. Have a big party, and it's just weeks away from going to St. Thomas Cemetery in Bloomfield, Connecticut.
Cemetery.
And I'm going, oh my God.
You said seven.
Cemetery. Well, that's what
that
you
was
think.
Not a slip.
That's now.
That was not a slip.
That's funny.
So I lied. I had to lie. Okay, occasionally that has to happen.
Yeah.
So I went downstairs one morning and I said to my mother, I said, you're not going to believe what happened to me last night. She goes, what? I said, Jesus came to me and told me I shouldn't be a priest.
Did you believe
buy that?
Yeah.
Oh.
They all did.
You had a gullible mother, didn't you?
She never thought I would lie.
Not being a priest,
exactly.
You would lie.
See, there was evidence right there.
That's
I should have been a priest.
Exactly
that was.
Right.
You know what would have happened? I'd be doing confessions, and I'd hear the confession. Then the next person come in, I go, you know what that person did?
Yeah.
You know, it would have been bad.
That piece of garbage.
That was the beginning of it all.
Yes, the larcenous beginning of it all.
It would have been his bad. Career.
Yeah.
Oh. Was that? You better donate.
That's great.
That's how I didn't become Father Mike.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, jeez. Okay, so you're pretty booked for September with going down to Kentucky Downs, right?
Yes.
Or whatever they call it now.
Yeah.
And then when do the festivities start in October for the Breeders' Cup and all that?
Everything. I mean, you wouldn't believe. I'll give you an example. You know, we always have our big party the day after the Kentucky Derby every year. Now, with a week to go before the Derby, we usually have somewhere between 25 and 30 prepaid reservations.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of by the end of August this year, we already had over 100 prepaid reservations for the Breeders' Cup party.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
it's going
to
be wild. It's going to be real. And we've got so many nice donations for things we're going to auction off.
Is this post-Breeders' Cup now?
Yeah, it's the day after.
Day after, yeah.
We've got them trapped because Saturday's the Breeders' Cup and Monday's the sale.
Yeah.
And the Breeders' Cup is helping us promote it and everything.
Okay, let me ask you something. Are you going to the Breeders' Cup, or are you going to have something at the farm to watch it, like a tent and a TV?
Well, we're going to have, you know, I don't know what our big party's the next day.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's kind of like the Breeders' Cup is like the day, you know, it's the day
well,
before. I want to watch it, but I don't think we're going to have a big party or anything.
Oh, okay.
The big party's the next day. And one of the really cool things about this edition, aside from the fact that we're going to have halters from all these amazing horses, and I want to thank Hill and Dale, too. They switched out all their halters the other day, and they donated their stallion halters to us, which is really
cool.
Isn't
Curlin going there?
Curlin's there.
Yeah. Did you get one?
I got it, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're going to give it to me. I haven't got it yet.
Yeah.
I got a couple of Midnight Loot halters and some shoes, and really, really nice.
That's wonderful.
I want to thank them a lot. But one of the great things about this edition is Robert Clark, the artist, on Sunday is going to paint the winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic the previous day at the farm, and then we'll auction it off.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be great.
That is.
And if you haven't seen his book, he's got a really, really beautiful book with paintings of a lot of the famous horses over the last 10 or 20 years. And with quotes from the owners. I'll bring a copy in next week. I will give you a copy of that book next week.
Wonderful.
I will give it to you.
Write that
down. We'll get
down.
Robert Clark in here to talk about
it. Write that down.
It's really fun.
Get him in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
Yeah, he's really a good artist, and he's done some remarkable work.
Yeah.
In fact, his painting of our horse commentator, is hanging in the gift shop at the Museum at Hall of Fame in Saratoga.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Wow, that's impressive.
Fancy stuff.
Yeah.
So that's really good. So that's just part of the excitement. And
I think they were looking for watches out there.
I know they were.
Did you find any, Matt?
You know what? Thanksgiving and Christmas is going to kind of be an afterthought after October in Lexington.
Totally.
I mean, holy cow. That's massive.
Yeah. Well, Father Mike, you better start praying for good weather.
I know. Well, we're supposed to get good weather on Wednesday for the old friend stakes. Yeah.
Did you get your breeder stuff out there?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
cool.
Yeah, I copied it out. It's it's still in there, but it's
I'm really looking forward to reading it too. Thank you, Ursula, for your generosity.
That's all right. It's probably going on eBay or something.
Sunday's form. You know, look at all these winners in here.
Oh, racing form.
It's a nice fat racing form. I love it when they're nice and
how many
fat
sets of PPs I got in there? Not one, two,
Churchill,
three, four,
Belterra,
five,
Monmouth, Woodbine, Laurel. Gulfstream, Belmont. I'm glad they added Laurel. We're getting things like Canterbury in there. And
yeah, there was something about Laurel. Oh, I know. They're going to go ahead and open even though they're working on a grandstand.
Yeah.
That was what I saw.
They're trying to reboot Maryland Racing. I hope they're right.
What was that guy on television that was from Maryland that loved it? He's no
Jim McKay.
Yes, Jim McKay loved Maryland Racing. He was fun to.
He did a lot for it, I'll tell you. He did that Maryland Million was his idea, and he did everything for it. He's got a nice stakes race named after him down there.
Well, good, excellent. Well, say hello to Diane.
I will.
Bless her heart.
Yeah, exactly. Hallelujah, brother.
Father Mike.
See you next week.
All right.
The clocker.
Have fun. Okay, well, De Hare, beginning with his first crop stakes winner, Gypsy Robin, a multiple graded stakes winner and grade one place filly that earned $598,900, has gone on to sire an excellent 14% stakes winners from starter. One of 14 grade one winners by Awesome Again, he has been represented by stakes horses every year since Gypsy Robin began the trend. Is Mam Duha in 2015 has won the correction in New York and placed in the grade two distaff and the grade three vagrancy on a way to earning over $325,000. De Hare stands at Shadwell Farm, home also of Albertus Maximus and Interdab. Albertus Maximus won the grade one Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, earned over $1,328,000, and his first two starters, 2 year-olds this year, both won at first asking, including the stakes winner My Heart Goes On. Graded stakes winner Interdab, a son of speed sire Phone Trick, sire Sound Runners. 84% of his foals have made it to the races. Outstanding figure there. And 12% of his starters have earned black type, headed by Greater Good, multiple grade one stakes winner over $546,000, and Head Heart Hoof, a graded stakes winner of more than $519,000. Call Stallion Manager Kent Barnes at Shadwell Farm. 859-224-4585. Ask about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com. All right, I want to talk about my friend Ralph Quillen over Quillen Leather and Tack. Hi, you must be Debbie.
I'm Debbie.
Oh, well, sit down, Debbie. We'll get you on here in just a minute. We're not sticklers for a schedule here, all right. This is Debbie Blair, who's plugging the Secretariat Festival next week down at Gay Paris. Here, Jackie, you want to do this?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, let me rest my tonsils.
Quillen Leather and Tack, downtown Paris. Quality service and leather goods since 1982. It's the nation's largest custom halter shop. They ship over 20,000 halters a year worldwide. I know they got a boatload that go to Japan. They have all kind of halters. They have double buckles, an adjustable chin, English chin, a rolled throat, throat snap, special orders. It's really, really nice. Of course, they'll make your brass nameplate to go on it so you can tell who one from the other. They have full halters. That's not important now. What we're talking about now, yearling halters. They made a bundle of yearling halters for the Keeneland sales, and they have a sale catalog cover made out of leather, and then you can put your nameplate on it, and it looks very nice. They have great stuff. They have great shanks, any size you want, all that good stuff. They even have dog collars rolled and flat, and of course you get all the brass nameplate on that too. They'll make them black and stainless steel to match if you want. They are just have really great stuff. Now, real quick, because I'm running out of time.
Run out.
Rooster Brew. Rooster Brew downtown is Ralph Quillen's, what do you call that? Craft beer joint. anyway, it's great fun. 800-729-0592.
Yeah, I was in there, Rooster Brewery, last Thursday, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, walking pretty good when he got home, too. I don't know.
Yeah. I've been in there a couple of times where it got close.
Yeah.
Nip and tuck. Okay. Well, Nyquist, a two-year-old colt from the first crop by Uncle Mo, won the Grade 1 $300,000 Del Mar Futurity on Labor Day. And the day before, the Grade 2 $250,000 Del Mar Derby went to a three-year-old colt from the first crop by Munnings. His name spelled O-M, by the way. Nyquist is undefeated, and he went into the Del Mar Futurity, a race he won by nearly four lengths, off a score in the Grade 2 Best Pal, also at Del Mar. Uncle Mo is the nation's leading freshman sire, with three other stakes horses, including Uncle Vinny, winner of the Saratoga's Grade 3 Sanford Stakes, and placed in the Grade 1 Hopeful. He also ranks second to the Red Hot Scat Daddy, his stablemate over at Ashford Stud, on the two-year-old sire list. Now, Munnings is the leading second crop sire stakes winners with nine, and he's second only to Looking at Lucky, who also stands at Ashford Stud, among all second crop sires. You'll find yearlings by Uncle Mo, Munnings, Looking at Lucky, Scat Daddy, and the other stallions standing at Ashford Stud, where standing leading sires is a tradition at the Keeneland Sales. For more on the stallions at Ashford Stud, call the farm at 859-873-7088 and see the website at coolmore.com.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right, and I'm glad I'm not clocking today. Good Lord have mercy, there's enough people out there, looks like it could fill Keeneland Grandstand. This clocker stand is going to get a little shaky here in a minute, I think.
Yeah.
Poor Susie. She's got some help out there, though. Good
Lord. I'm going to see if she wants the dog in here.
Oh, okay. She's afraid of Maybelle will get off the porch. She got the dog trained up. Get close. I have Debbie Blair with me today, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Secretariat Festival, which is an annual event down in Paris, Kentucky.
That's right.
And it's always a fun event. I went to the first one and have been back one day or another ever since.
And this is its eighth year, so it's been going on for a while.
It's been that long,
It's been that long.
Oh, my God.
Of course, this is my first event, so I'm real excited about being part of it.
Well, yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, I know we had Jim Freeze in here last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Jim would have come back, but he had a little bit of a throat problem right now, so you got me instead.
Oh, well, you're a lot better looking.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, all right, well, tell us a little bit about this. For instance, when does it start, and what does it start with? I've got your little flyer here.
Yeah. Well, it starts on the 18th. That's the Friday. We're in conjunction with the Paris Art Walk, so that goes on from 5 to 9. All of our events this year are in one location, so everything's at Oasis Events on Friday night, so it makes it really easy, and everything's right there. We start with the Bill Mack Storytime event at 6. It goes from 6 to 7:30. This year, something new, we have the Seattle Slough Collectible Decanter signing, and we've got Billy Turner and Jean Cruguet there to do that. That should be pretty exciting.
Yeah, trainer and rider of
the Seattle Slough, Triple Crown winner.
Yeah.
We've got entertainment, bluegrass music provided by Arthur and Arthur Hancock. Everybody loves Arthur and Arthur.
I tell you what, it's worth going just for that, mm-hmm. because they are really good and a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And they start at 7:30. They go till 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, we go on to Barrel Mania and the Barrel Mania party and the Barrel Mania auction, and we'll have a bourbon tasting. The Barrel Mania auction consists of mini bourbon barrels that have been hand-painted by local artists, local and regional artists. They're beautiful. We have 13 of them.
How big are they?
They are 20 liters, so they're small barrels. They're not the full-size barrels.
How tall are they?
What do you want?
What, about a foot and a half tall?
Yeah, about.
I don't know liters, schmeters. Yeah. You know, I know quarts and pints.
They're small. They're perfect for.
And I'm not changing either. Don't give me any of that Euro trash. Liter Peter.
Yeah, bring your wallets. No, they're really beautiful.
She asked the wrong question. Is there anything in them?
There is nothing in them. It's okay. All on the
fumes.
Outside.
Fumes.
All on the outside. So you. We have some really beautiful, unique ones, and we've got one in particular that everybody should come see. It's a timepiece. It actually is a functioning clock. It has all 12 Triple Crown winners, because there's 12 of them, and there's 12 hours in the day. So they're all, yes, it is very unique. It's beautiful, and if nothing else, you should come see it.
Okay.
So it's quite unique.
Now, where is that going to be?
That's also going to be at Oasis Productions. That's going to be downtown. All of these events are at Oasis.
Downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Downtown Paris. Mm-hmm. 610 Main Street in downtown Paris.
And you can get a beer chaser right next door.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Good old Ralph.
And you can, and we'll have a bar going there too, so everybody can just have a good old time.
Good.
So then we move on to Saturday. Saturday is going to be a lot of fun. There's a lot going on. We have equine exhibitions. We have a silent auction. We've got our celebrity autograph signing that includes the Meadow team with Penny Chenery, Charlie Davis.
Is Penny coming?
She is planning on coming.
Bless her heart.
She's planning on being here. So we hope to see her there. We plan to see her there. And we've got six Kentucky Derby winning jockeys that are going to be on hand to sign also.
So now, this day is all at the fairgrounds.
This is all at Bourbon County Fairgrounds in Paris. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And that's on the 19th of September. We'll have Ron Turcotte. We'll have Charlie Davis, John Cruguet, Billy Turner, Pat Day, Chris McCarron, Jacinto Vasquez. We also have the actor jockey who played Ron Turcotte, Otto Thorworth. He's going to be there too.
Oh, okay.
So he's going to be doing some signings.
Huh.
One of the big features of Saturday, it's new for us this year, we've got the Retired Racehorse Project's Thoroughbred Makeover Preview.
Oh.
It's a preview for the event that's in October right before the Breeders' Cup, and it's going to be amazing. They're bringing in six horses, all descendants of Secretariat, and what they're doing is they're showcasing them. They're showing how these retired horses can move on into different disciplines.
Yeah.
And we also have Rosie Naprovnik, who's bringing her horse. So that's going to be pretty exciting. She's bringing her own horse and being part of that preview.
Bringing the baby?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe.
You mentioned the horse show that they're going to be. You're talking about the horse show that's all OTTB, all track thoroughbred. At the horse park? Is that the horse show you're talking about?
No, this is the thoroughbred. It's the thoroughbred makeover. It's,
right.
Yes, it's a big event that's going on, I believe.
Get a little closer to that microphone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. It's kind of the, I guess the thoroughbred makeover in October is the preliminary, one of the preliminary events for the Breeders' Cup.
Okay.
And it will be held at the horse park. Ours is the preview to that. And as I said, it includes descendants of Secretariat. So it's going to be pretty exciting.
We had a descendant of Secretariat at one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
he was a rescue. Somebody was using him for breeding in some
Tennessee,
and he hadn't been out of the stall in seven years.
Well, that's pretty awful.
He, He was 27 when we got him. He lasted about another year. He started falling. His hind end kept going.
He was turned out.
What was his? Yeah, my golly. We never
I bet he was
him.
Happy for those last few years, right? The last year.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun having him. You know, it was a stud.
What was his name?
It was kind of a pain in the neck. I can't remember his name. He wasn't much race horses. The only race he ever won was at Birmingham.
Oh, my.
Which was they ran that 1 year down at Birmingham and then spit out the bit.
Then said, okay, here we go.
Yeah, but he was a nice horse.
He was a nice horse. Yeah, he was okay.
Well, let me take a break here and I'll get right back with you, Debbie. I'm talking to Debbie Blair about the Secretariat Festival. But September 5 at Monmouth Park, the Grade 3 Boiling Spring Stakes was won by Strict Compliance. Three-year-old Philly Bay Inner Mischief, bred by Mr. and Mrs. Richard Thompson and Linda Thompson, trained by Chad Brown. Strict Compliance has won 4 of 6 starts this year, including her first 3 starts at Gulfstream, Keeneland, and in the Pennsylvania Oaks. She followed that with a fast closing 4th in a field of 14 in the Rich Belmont Oaks Invitational, a 3rd in Saratoga's Grade 2 Lake Placid, and a win in the Grade 3 Boiling Springs for earnings of over $302,000. She is just the latest runner by Into Mischief, a list that includes Golden Sense, 2-time winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile and earner of more than $3 million, Grade 1 winner and millionaire Vickers in Trouble, and Grade 1 winner and millionaire Vajak. Take a good look at the yearlings by Into Mischief at the Keeneland sales, beginning with hip numbers 43, 400, and 483 in Book 1. Grade 1 winner Into Mischief, a half-brother to the brilliant race mare Beholder, is by the superior Sire Holland's Holiday, and he stands at Spendthrift Farm, the breeder's farm. Book to him now for $45,000, doing a full stand of nurses. Inquiries to Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030, and see the website at spendthriftfarm.com. I want to talk about a couple of products that I happen to believe in, Lubricin. And Reborn, and in case you didn't notice, the winners of 3 Grade 1 stakes last weekend, the Woodward, the Salama, and the Del Mar Oaks, no, it was the Del Mar Derby, all 3 Grade 1 were won by horses that were performed on Lubricin. And it's a product that is developed by one of the nation's top veterinarians, Dr. Steve Alday. And those products are endorsed not only by me, I take the one that they make for humans and gets me out of bed every morning anyway. Of course, Jack would kick me out anyway, but there you go. But I get kicked out a little easier.
I got to do what I got to do. I'm a digit short.
Anyway, what Lubricin does, it sustains the integrity of joint fluid and helps reduce the cost of, you know, acid injections and things like that. Some of the trainers that use Lubricin include Todd Pletcher and Tony Dutrow, Jerry Hollendorfer, Mike Maker, and that's enough of recommendation right now. Reborn is a 100% sterile whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum. It's safe. It's easy to use. It's a dietary supplement for horses of all ages. Great to start your foals with it, but you can think about that after the foaling, when the foaling season starts next year. What it does, it strengthens the immune system, and because of its high concentration of growth factors and antibodies, and it supports horses of all ages. I tell you what, who ran on it? Charlie Lepresti used it for Wise Dan, so 2-time horse of the year. So that's some great recommendations right now. Here's how you can learn more about those 2 great products, and they're both test-free, incidentally. Lubricin is Lubricyn.com and Reborn, Reborne.com, and you can buy them at Old Friends or at KBC in Lexington or at Horse Sense over in Versailles. Well, Alternation, Broken Vow, and Cowboy Cow stand at Pin Oak Stud, and the first foals by Alternation are weanlings, and you're likely to see some of them November breeding stock sales. You're going to like what you see. Many bred to him in his first season at Stud did, and sent mares back to him, filling his book for the 2nd year in a row. Alternation is by champion sire Distorted Humor out of the high-class race mare Alternate, winner of over $550,000 and a daughter, of Seattle Slough. Broken Vow has sired 60 stakes winners, 8 this year, 128 stakes horses. He sires runners, and that's why a 2-year-old by Broken Vow sold for $950,000 at this year's OBS March sale. Cowboy Cal is the nation's number 3 ranked 3rd crop sire. He is awfully close to being number 2. He is the sire of 11 2-year-old winners in his 3rd crop. among them Marquis Miss, winner in her first start of the Arlington Washington Lassie Stakes, and Simple Surprise, winner of Saratoga's Bolting Landing Stakes. Also Ed Hara, second in Churchill's $100,000 debutante stakes. And both Simple Surprise and Ed Hara won their first starts and maiden specials at Churchill. Cowboy Cal is a multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire by Giant's Causeway. Broken Vow and Cowboy Cal are well represented at the Keeneland September sales. For more information, call Clifford Berry and Nancy Stevens at 859-873-1420 and see the website at pinoakstud.com.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Ellis.
All right, I'm talking to Davy Blair about the Secretariat Festival, and Don Combs just walked in. Don, what are you doing over here?
I just came to check, see how my horse worked this morning.
How did he work this morning?
I guess he was all right. Went 49 and change, so I guess that's okay.
That's good.
Depends on how far he was going.
Well, I guess that's, half a mile. She went well, though. She went. That was what I wanted, so that was good. That's unusual, but that's good.
Okay. All right, Don. Have you met Davy Blair, by the way?
Hello.
I've seen Davy.
I've been around for a while. Nice to see you.
I've been around about 7, 8, 10 years.
Yeah. He said he'd been around 7, 8, or 10 years. Make that decades. Okay. All right, get back to you, Debbie.
Well, yeah. Like I said, we've got a lot.
Well, where did we leave off?
We were talking about the Thoroughbred Makeover Preview, but that's part of our equine event schedule.
Okay.
We've got so many different things going on. We've got all kinds of horses out there putting on a show for everybody. We've got starting gates, retired standardbred racehorses. We've got the miniatures. We've got Paso Finos, Morgan horses, Arabians, Icelandic horses. We've got driving horses. Our members' retirement will be there.
Oh, good.
And we've got Morgan horses. So we've got a lot of stuff going on for everybody.
Get a little closer to that mic.
I'm not used to this.
Oh, you should be. All right. You got tours, too.
We've got tours. On Saturday, we've got two tours. We've got tours going on throughout the day to Claiborne Farm. We've also got tours going on to Adena Springs on Saturday. We've got a new tour on Sunday going out to Darley Stud. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
And new.
Okay, now, which Darley in Paris?
This is Darley in Lexington.
Oh, yes. Oh, in Fayette.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the old Jonabell Farm.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
Okay, right.
The old Jonabell Farm, They're that'll be a nice tour.
Jimmy Bell's going to give personal tours.
Well, I'm not sure if Jimmy Bell's going to give personal tours, but they'll get a great tour out there.
Okay.
And but Sunday's a new day for us. We've added a third day.
Oh, okay.
So we've got
sober up. Is that it?
Sober up and let's go on out to some of these other things.
We've church.
Got, church. We've got. We've got an event out at the Derby Museum. It is the world's largest horseshoe made from the actual winning racing plate. Well, I won't say the actual plate, but a plate from the winning plate of Secretariat that's giant sized, and it's going for the Guinness World Record.
Okay.
So that's going to happen on Sunday. We've got a day of racing at Churchill Downs. Of course, we mentioned the Darley Tour, Horse Park Tour. So there's all kinds of things going on, just satellite events that are going on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And they can check our website, secretariat.com or secretariatfestival.com, for information to purchase tickets for any of the ticketed events. So there's just a whole weekend of stuff going on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm sure it will be. Well, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we've got something for everyone. There's a lot of stuff going on for the kids. The children, we've got the exercisers out there again for them to kind of learn what
you get those
like
from
to be
Chris
jockey.
McCarron.
Yes.
Okay.
We do. We really appreciate them letting us use those because it's a real highlight for the children.
Yeah, I guess they still use them for the jockey school here.
They do.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They sure do.
Yeah. Okay.
That starts this Thursday.
What's that?
The Secretariat Festival.
Well, we have a preview, a barrel preview on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Paris has Third Thursday going on, and they have a concert that day. So in conjunction with their concert, we're bringing our barrels out for the public to see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds
very
like fun.
Very fun, yeah.
All right. All right. You know who Don Combs was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. She knows Don.
Okay.
Who he was. Who he is, for okay. God's sakes.
Yeah, well, that's his resident Kentucky Derby trainer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. He won the Derby back in 70, 71, I think it was.
I don't know.
He'll correct me.
He'll let you know.
He's probably on his way back here right now to correct me.
This is when it was.
All right. Well, this is the 8th Annual Bourbon County Secretariat Festival, and it starts on Thursday, September the 17th in the main downtown Paris. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, that's when they really get to rolling with the art walk, and Bill Knack is going to be there with story time. What's he going to do with that?
He's going to, last year he talked about Secretariat.
Okay.
Year,
He wrote the book on
Secretariat, and he is going to be talking about the Triple Crown in general, just Seattle SLU, Triple Crown. It's going to be his insights on what's going on, what's happened with the Triple Crown over the years.
Okay. And they're going to have a Seattle SLU collectible decanter signing with his jockey, Jean Crouget, mm-hmm. and trainer Billy Turner. Mm-hmm. And then you get to listen for an hour and a half of Arthur and Arthur Hancock playing. And, boy, they are good. They are, I mean, they're really good.
Oh, yeah. Fun. Yeah. Definitely should come out to see
and
them.
And a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. just a fun time.
It's going to be a fun event. The Barrel Mania is going to be a lot of fun, so. Definitely, everybody should try to get there if they can.
Then you can.
Yeah, what is life without a whiskey barrel on your front porch?
Or in your living room.
Or in your living room. Yeah,
these are beautiful. These are art.
They're going to have a bourbon tasting at 9.
That'll help.
That's right after Arthur and Arthur sign off. You can go taste some bourbon and it's just tasting now. You know, you can't go in there and guzzle.
Well, if you taste enough of them, you get the same.
And then on Saturday, what time does it open?
It opens at 9 o'clock. The gates open at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you got equine exhibitions, silent auction, celebrity autograph signings, and then you can take a tour of Claiborne or Dena Springs, or both, I guess, mm-hmm. right there from the fairgrounds.
Right there from the fairgrounds. Sounds we have buses going out from the fairgrounds. There's three times during the day for Adina, and every hour on the hour throughout the day till from 9:30 to 3:30 for Claiborne.
Yeah.
Okay. So lots going on. And any of these tickets can be purchased beforehand. If they're available, they can be purchased on site.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a whole lot of fun, Davey.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think
everybody
should get
there.
Did
you used to do some work for Breeders' Cup?
I did. I worked for Breeders' Cup for a very long time. I handled their ticketing and some of their special events.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was almost 23 years with Breeders' Cup.
Is that right?
It was, and it was a great time.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Are you going this year?
I will be there. I'm going to help them out a little bit this year.
Oh,
so
good for you.
It's going to be a lot of fun for me to be at Keeneland, our home. So, yes, I'm going to be very excited about that. Yes.
Well, that sounds good.
A lot of years with Breeders' Cup.
Well, listen, I appreciate you coming in.
Just a second. Where are you from?
I have to say that I'm from Kentucky.
Okay.
No, where were you born?
I was born in New York City.
Well, then you're a New Yorker.
No, I'm a Kentuckian.
If you're fold in New York, you're a New York bred. That's what.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it. You've lived here quite a while.
I've been here most of my life.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm a Kentuckian through and through.
Well,
nothing like a convert for
nothing like
for intensity, right?
That's great.
A lot of New Yorkers down here, I'll tell you that. They're in Boston. My God, a lot of people. I think half of Boston's down here.
Is that right?
All of Ireland.
All right, Tom Bettenhausen just in here. All right, well, we thank you, Debbie. And
thanks for having us.
Have a good time.
I will, and you all come visit us.
All right, well, we live in Bourbon County, you know.
Okay. So, wonderful.
We usually get over there for a couple hours one day anyways.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you so much for having me. I hope everybody gets an opportunity to come out to the event. It's going to be fun, and we want to see you there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Well, to compete at the grade one level, look to the Yearlings by Awesome Again and Go Zapper at the Keeneland Sales. Awesome Again has sired 14 grade one winners, more grade one winners on dirt than any other sire in the world. He is the sire of 9 millionaires, 5 multimillionaires. No active sire can match that record. He has sired 4 Breeders' Cup champions, and he's the only active winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic to sire winners of the Breeders' Cup Classic. That, of course, is the great Gosepper. Elected to the Hall of Fame, Gosepper has hired 8 Grade 1 winners himself, 5 millionaires, and a Breeders' Cup champion. He has hired 10 or more stakes winners for 4 straight years, 10 already this year, including a Grade 1 winner and the winner of the $1 million Queen's Plate, Canada's most coveted race. A remarkable 20% of Gosepper starters win or place in stakes, 1 in every 5. Now, there are 5 by Awesome Again and 9 by Gosepper in Book 1 at Keeneland. Awesome Again and Gosepper stand at Edina Springs, Kentucky. For more on the Stallions, contact Cormac Breathnock or Jack Brothers at 859-987-1798 and take a look at the website, adinastallions.com.
Hear this. Fox Sports 1580 is available everywhere you want to listen on our free iHeartRadio app. Download it now. WWTF Georgetown, Lexington.
Majestic Perfection's first foals are 3-year-olds, and he has already sired a winner of the Kentucky Oaks. A great start for that brilliant son of Harlan's Holiday. There are 3 Majestic Perfection yearlings in barn 14, book 1 at Keeneland, and all 3 are in the consignment of Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Studs, which, of course, that's where Majestic Perfection stands. One is a half-brother to 2 graded stakes winners. Another is out of a mare that's produced 2 stakes winners, 1 graded. And the third is a half-sister to a filly that won stakes at Saratoga and placed in grade 1 stakes. A lot of potential there. Also in the consignment are 4 from the first crop by grade 1 winner Creative Cause. All 4 out of graded stakes producers, including one that's a half-brother to the Dam of American Pharaoh. Then there are 2 by Arch. Of course, Arch is a superior source of stamina, and both those are out of stakes mares. There's a filly by the classic sire Proud Citizen. He's already sired 2 Kentucky Oaks winners. One of them an Eclipse Award winner. And a filly from the first crop by Bernardini's grade 1 millionaire and a grade 1 winner and millionaire to honor and serve. And that's a half-sister to a graded stakes winner and to the dam of a Kentucky Oaks winner. Fantastic consignment. And it's from Mr. and Mrs. Bird and C. Jones Airdrie Stud, a farm with a rich history of raising superior stakes winners. Barn 14, Keeneland, 11 of the best bred stallions in the world.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center in Ursel Ellis.
All righty, starting the second hour now of Horse Tales, and Jackie, you want to do some
announcements?
Announcements,
sure.
I think I'll rest my tonsils a little bit.
Okie dokie,
and go outside and see how the clocking's going.
All right,
all right.
October 17th, that's on a Saturday, is Bluegrass Farms Charities. It's having their Racino 2015. It's an event to benefit Bluegrass Farm Charities. It's presented by Keeneland. It's at Griffin Gate Marriott out on Newtown Pike. 7 o'clock reception and hors d'oeuvres guest of honor, Governor and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones. And they support Bluegrass Charities like everything. They support everything else. They're such nice people. You can get tickets at BGFC, that's Bluegrass Farm Charities, bgfcky.org. You need to get them by Wednesday the 14th. Individual tickets are $125. You can get a table of 10 for $12.50 if you want to go with your friends and sit with them. So, ticket includes drinks, hors d'oeuvres, heavy hors d'oeuvres. Wonder what heavy hors d'oeuvres are. Takes 2 hands to pick up that mushroom. That's a big meatball. That's a big meatball. Casino gambling, exclusive live auction and silent auction with mobile bidding. So, dress is cocktail attire. You're going to have to dress up for this one. Yes. So, anyway, bgfcky.org by Wednesday the 13th for the event, which is October 17th. Now at the horse park today, the Kentucky Hunter Jumper Fall Classic Horse Show is going on in the Hunter Jumper Complex. New Vocations is having a horse show at the Rolex Stadium. That's the Walnut Ring. Sarah Coleman's in charge of that. That is, of course, New Vocations is a charity that takes horses off the racetrack and rehabs them. if they need it, and teaches them new disciplines. And you can always pick up really nice horses at those kind of charities. I work a lot with Rerun, and they just take them off the track and they reschool them and they're good to go. And, you know, I've noticed before this kind of rehab off the track thoroughbreds, people were riding heavier horses, half draft horses, Oldenburgs and all that kind of stuff. They're nice horses, but they're not as agile or as talented. And I think thoroughbreds are the smartest breed ever. So that you're seeing more of them because of places like Rerun and New Vocations. Okay, tomorrow, we've been looking forward to this, Horses and Hope Trail Ride. It benefits cancer. First Lady Jane Beshear, this is her thing. She thought it up, and they've done it every year. And that's tomorrow, the Horses and Hope Trail Ride. You go out to the horse park and get to ride all over the horse park, which doesn't happen very often. So that's a nice thing. Okay, Wednesday through the 20th. I guess that's through Saturday. What day is the 20th? Do you know, Russ? Today is the 12th. Yeah, through next Sunday. Kentucky National Hunter Jumper Show at the Altex Arena and in the Rolex Stadium, Hunter Jumper Complex. This is big. There's a lot of people show up for this, a lot of horses. It's great. The 19th is the Franklin County Cross Country Invitational. Betsy, my daughter, used to run in those things. They run on through the campgrounds and stuff. It's a great place. The 22nd to the 25th, if you want to participate in this, it's the 31st Annual National Mounted Police Colloquium. They teach horses, they desensitize horses to noise and ribbons and that kind of stuff. It's very good. 25th through the 27th is the Jumpstart Horse Trials and Keeneland Pony Club. That's a excellent thing to do. Now, tonight, New Vocations is going to have a thoroughbred-only charity horse show. That's today at the horse park, and an open hunter pace Sunday, September 20th. So you need to get a hold of New Vocations, www.newvocations.org. Next Saturday is Bluegrass Pony Club Not Very Scary Mini Trial and Combined Test. This is out at Sheffield Ridge Farm. That's Nori Sheffel, and it's, so good. They have things that for kids that are starting out, it's not very scary, and they get a lot of confidence doing this. So go to bluegrassponyclub.com, mini trial page, and check it out. You can't say enough good stuff about that.
Can I interrupt a second, dear?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, Keeneland's September sale starts Monday, of course, and Claiborne Farm is selling 5 Warfront yearlings, plus a colt by Goldsapper. They're in barn 6 and catalog in book 1. And here they are. Hip number 106 is a Warfront colt out of a grade 2 stakes winner. Hip number 109 is another Warfront colt out of a grade 2 stakes winner and stakes producer. Hip number 303 is a filly by Warfront. And she's a half-sister to a grade 1 stakes winner and a full sister to a major stakes winner. Hip 387 is a colt by Warfront, out of a stakes place daughter of Arch. That's a half-sister to a graded stakes winner. Hip number 495 is a colt by Warfront, out of a full sister to Pulpit, that has produced a stakes winner and a grade 1 place runner. And hip number 352 is the Goldsapper. It's a colt, and he's a half-brother to the multiple grade 1 winner, Zensational. Terrific consignment. Then take a look at the Claiborne consignment that sells Friday and Saturday, September 18, 19. They're in book 2, barn 30. And they feature colts by Arch and Broken Vow. They're 2 by First Samurai, Malibu Moon, Algorithms, Blame, Flatter. Fillies by Harlan's Holiday, Malibu Moon, Blame, Flatter, and Warfront. Horses raised on Claiborne Farm have for decades now gone on to win prestigious stakes the world over, and these youngsters are well equipped to carry on that winning tradition. Well, X Horse Farms, that's my good friends Hill and Reagan Parker. Real horse people, helping real horse people. They're in the real estate business. And they, believe me, they are real horse people. Hill, of course, trained in, was an A-level pony clubber and, rode steeplechasers and you know, but we're getting back to real estate. They've had over a dozen years of experience in the real estate business. And, they've got listings now all over Central Kentucky, Fayette, Bourbon, Jesmond, Woodford, Scott, Clark. Oh, you can go elsewhere, too. They've got a wide variety of locations and sizes and prices, and they can help you find just the perfect farm that you're looking for. And they'll keep going till they do find it for you. And if you want to list your farm, they're the people to go because they're hardworking people. They're people you can trust. And you get two for one with Hill and Reagan Parker, and believe me, they're really experienced and trustworthy, and they'll do a great job for you. I can guarantee that. They're two of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet. And let me give you their telephone number. It's 859-608-8039. They live in Lexington, and they've got, as I said, lots of lovely places. Now, I don't know if they've sold that place out on the Maysville Road, which was is a portion of the of what was Forest Retreat Farm. Great history there. You know, they raised Kentucky Derby winner. They're determined was raised there. They raised Kentucky Oaks winner Hale DePatsy. That's when the Asbury family had it. It's 40 acres with a 12-stall barn. Manager's house. It's 2,590 square feet and a custom built almost 4,000 square foot main house. Beautiful place with a chef's kitchen and vaulting ceilings and hardwoods. And it's listed at just $690,000. So, I would take a look at that. And you talk to Hill and Reagan, and they absolutely will help you find just what you're looking for. And their website is lexhorsefarms.com. Lexhorsefarms.com. Well, they've raised well over 250 stakes horses at Pope McLean's Crestwood Farm, among them three fillies that earned over $2 million each. Starting with book one, Pope McLean, a Crestwood Farm agent, is offering seven more potential stakes horses, six as agent for Dr. Kendall E. Hansen Racing, five of them by Hanson, the champion two-year-old colt of his year that earned over $1,810,000. The first of those end of the ring is Hip Number Seven, right up front, a filly by the internationally successful More Than Ready. She's a young full sister to grade two place Tafaseel and a half-sister to the multiple graded stakes winner and millionaire Revolutionary. And if you recall, he also placed in the Kentucky Derby. Next is a colt by Unbridled Song, shy of 107 stakes winners, out of a young half-sister to Hanson, followed by five by Hanson. Heading that group is a filly out of Our Lady Joy, winner of the grade two Delaware Oaks, the Florida Oaks, and placed in four more stakes, including the grade one Alabama, the grade two Black-Eyed Susan, and the grade two Fantasy. They know how to raise a good horse out at Crestwood Farm, so if I was you, I'd go to Barn 10 and take a good look. Then go to Barn 25 for more Raise the White Right Way yearlings consigned by Pope McLean Crestwood Farm agent that are in Book 2. Many breeders have raised a stakes horse or two, but to raise more than $250,000, my friends, that's no accident. Pope McLean, Crestwood Farm, Barn 10, Keeneland.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right, Jackie, I want to get back to you.
Please. We're out here at Thoroughbred Center. And Thoroughbred Center, besides being a great place to raise a racehorse, is in the fence building and fence material selling business. They've got great planks and posts they will deliver. You can pick up however you want to do it. It's just a great place to buy. It's a super price. So call Jim Pendergast at Thoroughbred Training Center, 293-1853. Now, I'm going to mention something not till October 27th. It's the National Horse Show. National Horse Show has been going on for 100 years, I guess. And it used to be the biggest deal in Madison Square Garden, and it fell off. And it's the McClay trophy championship, the equestrian best rider in the country, at the same time as everything else is going on. It's consistently ranked as one of the top shows in the United States, and it couldn't, but let's see, I guess this is the second year they brought it here. It's just wonderful. Need to go out and get a lot of history in that one. So, NHS.org, that's National Horse Show. .org. I just hope that they get a lot of people. Should be an awful lot of people in town for all the Breeders' Cup and all those things, and hopefully they'll go out to that show. It's just a top hunter jumper show on earth, as they say. Also that day, they are going to unveil a statue of the great thoroughbred champion racehorse Cigar, who lived at the horse park 15 years. So it will have Cigar and Jerry Bailey from the 95 Breeders' Cup Classic win. Can't wait to see it. That's going to be a neat thing. I'm glad they're doing that. Of course, it's the big statue out there is Man of War when you come in.
Supposed to genuflect when you come by there.
Yeah, and drop off a carrot, as I understand it. Okay, so it's really, really, really wonderful. All righty. Windstar Farm Chief Operation Officer and President Elliot Wallen, who is also President of the Board of the Racetrack Chaplaincy of America, New York, annual White Horse Awards. The luncheon is going to be at the Campbell House here Thursday, October 29th. I mean, everything is that week. Everybody in the world is going to be here. What a big deal. So anyway, that's a nice, Elliot Wallen is a nice person. And September 29th is the 85th testimonial at dinner of the Thoroughbred Club of America. That's at Keeneland. And the awardee is Tom Durkin. So he ought to have a few nice things to say. If you want tickets, it's 254-4282 or go to the Thoroughbred Club dot what? Org? Yeah. No, .com. Now, don't forget, Breeders' Cup Week horse farm tours are available. They are going to be really nice. Gee whiz, everything's going on that week. So you need to go to BreedersCupFestival.com, and you'll find a link to the horse farm tours. So it's Breeders' Cup Festival. .com, and it's huge. Woodford Hounds is having their Hunter Pace October the 11th, 9 o'clock at Shakertown. If you like to watch horses go through the motions and stuff, it's a lot of fun. They'll have a section for first flight, you know, first field, and then they'll have a section for like second field, which is just as fast as first field, but you don't jump. And then they'll have a hilltopper section. So pretty nice stuff.
All righty. Well, September 8 in France, the Group 3 Prix d'Amour was won by Antonot, a two-year-old filly by First Defense, designated rising star status after winning her debut by 6.5 lengths on August 7. Antonot won the one-mile Prix d'Amour by 2.5 lengths, easily outclassing her rivals. She will likely return in the Group 1 Prix Marcel Boussac on October 4. So add Antonot's name to the growing list of stakes winners by First Defense, a list that began with Eclipse Award winner Close Hatches in his first crop. And watch for his yearlings at the Keeneland, starting with hip number 943. That's a full brother to the 2015 stakes winner in group place, Tombolin. That one's consigned by Three Main Stud. Also, for yearlings by Mizzen Mass, sire of seven Grade 1 winners and the winners of three Breeders' Cup races, the first of those to enter the ring is hip number 424, consigned by Hinkle Farm, followed by hip number 642, consigned by Select Sales Agent from Machmer Hall. Hip 424 is a half-brother to the Grade 2 stakes, to a Grade 2 stakes winner. Hip number 642 is a full sister to Stone Tassic, winner of the Grade 3 Prior Stakes. First Defense and Ms. Math both stand at Judmont Farm. For more, call Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry at 859-272-7629. Take a look at the website at judmont.com. Horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers won 7 stakes over the Labor Day weekend. 4 graded stakes, 2 grade 1. Rachel's Valentina, winner of the grade 1 spinaway, was bred by Stonestead Thoroughbred Holdings and finished 2nd to her, was Tapped to It, bred by Summer Wind Farm. Nyquist, winner of the Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity, was raised at Ashford Stud for a breeder Summerhill Farm. The winner of the Grade 2 Prior Stakes, Cavorting, was bred by Swettenham Stud and raised at Creekview Farm, a division of Ashford Stud. Neck by Neck, winner of the Grade 3 Greenwood Cup, was bred by A. Stevens Miles Jr. and raised at Three Chimneys. Tourist, winner of the $300,000 More Than Ready Stakes at Kentucky Downs, was bred by Windstar Farm. The $200,000 Presque Isle Mile went to Florida One, bred by Gainesway Thoroughbreds. And Harp and Halo, winner of Woodbine's $100,000 Avowal Stakes, was bred by Dana Springs. In 2015, horses raised on McCauley Brothers have won 146 stakes, 75 of them graded stakes, 25 grade one. So call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333. To join the winning team and see the website at MacaulayBros.com or stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Daily Racing Form. The Sunday edition is now on your newsstands right now, and they've got a special section in it pertaining to the sales. There's an article on the ARC written by Marcus Hirsch. It's worthwhile reading. And he also is writing about winning you're in 2-year-old races over there, winning you're in for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf races, of course, out at Keeneland. There's a special section on Keeneland, the September 4 sales by Joe Nevels. There's a question and answer section there on Duncan Taylor, Taylor's Made Farm. Hip Numbers to Watch, also written by Joe Nevels. Nicole Russo is writing about first crop sires and first crop yearlings sired by Frankel, of which my good friends out at Indian Creek are selling one of them. And John Sparkman is writing about popular sires, and the availability of the progeny of those popular sires in the sale. So it's a great edition. That's the Sunday edition. It's on your newsstand right now. And, of course, for North American Stakes results, go to the Daily Racing Form section, and Tuesday's edition is available every Tuesday if you go to drf.com/breeding, and they give you the most comprehensive stakes report available anywhere for owners and breeders and trainers. So go to that. It's the Daily Racing Form, and once again, visit drf.com/breeding update and sign up today. Racing's Bible.
You're listening to Horse Tales with Ursula Lele.
All right, I gotta give Jackie some money so she can go to the game. What'd you do with that money I gave you? You spent yesterday.
Well, I spent it.
You spent it.
Typical woman.
Oh Lord, have mercy. All right. Let's take care of our friends over to KTA. Breeders of Kentucky bred stakes winners over the past weekend, or going into the week as far as that goes. Boy, there were a bunch of stakes and a bunch of Kentucky breds winning them as far as that goes. Of course, let's start with the Grade 1 Woodward Stakes by Leon's Map. Won that, of course. A very impressive winner by Unbridled Song, who is no longer with us, bred by the All Bow Family Stables. Rachel's Valentina, that's Bernardina filly. She's the second foal out of Rachel Alexandra, bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings, and she won the Grade 1 Spinaway Stakes. The Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity, Nyquist won that. That's a 2-year-old colt from the first crop by Uncle Mo, bred by Summerhill Farm, and raised over at Ashford Stud, as a matter of fact, a Creekview, which is a division of Ashford Stud. Anyway, and of course, Uncle Mo stands at Ashford Stud. And I tell you, Dr. Doug Byers is smiling down now because he had a lot of respect for Uncle Mo. He thought that horse was a super horse to perform as well as he did with the illness that he had as a 3-year-old. He was a big admirer of him. And that anything that Doug Byers told me, I took for gospel. The Grade 1 Del Mar Debutante, Went to Songbird. That's a Medaglia d'Oro filly bred by John Antonelli. The Grade 2 $250,000 Del Mar Derby winner was Om, spelled O-M. That's from the second crop by Munnings. He's got nine stakes winners in his first crop. He's a second leading second crop sire behind Scat Daddy and Lavin Bloodstock and Bernie Sams and Will Ferris Jr. bred Om. Pretty easy winner. Led all the way, going a mile and an eighth on the grass. The Grade 2 Prior Stakes winner was Cavorting by Bernardini, bred by Swettenham Stud. The Grade 2 Yellow Ribbon Stakes winner, She's Not Here, by Street Cry, bred by Hermitage Farm, and partnership with Darley. The Grade 3 Glen Fall Stakes at Saratoga winner, White Rose by Tappet, who stands right next door here to the training center at Gainesway Farm. And this one was bred by J.S. McDonald. The Grade 3 Bernard Baruch up at Saratoga went to Ironicus. That's another runner by Distorted Humor. This one bred by Stuart Janney, raised over Claiborne Farm. Of course, Distorted Humor stands at Windstar Farm. The Grade 3 Goodwood Cup at Parks went to Neck and Neck by Flower Alley, bred by A. Stephen Miles, Jr. The Prix d'Amoul, or a male, anyway, it's a Grade 3 race. Antonov won that. It's a 2-year-old filly by First Defense, bred by Millsack, which is a division of Judmark, which is where First Defense stands. Kentucky bred. The $300,000 More Than Ready Mile at Kentucky Downs went to Tourist. He was an easy winner of that. He's about Tiz now, and he was bred and is owned by Windstar Farm. This horse is a flat runner. I'd look for a whole lot more out of him. The $300,000 Calumet Farm Juvenile Stakes went to Cajun Shill by Artie Schiller, bred by Tom McConklin. And both Tiz now and Artie Schiller, by the way, stand at Windstar Farm. The $300,000 Kentucky Downs Juvenile Fillies, Ruthless Quality, won that by Elusive Quality, bred by Darley. The $100,000 Swinford Stakes, that's at Woodbine, went to Riker. And Riker is a 2-year-old colt by Include. He's undefeated now. He's won two stakes back-to-back. Of course, Include stands down at Airdrie Stud. He's got seven Grade 1 winners. And he's had 20 horses. 20 of his sons and daughters have won a place in Grade 1 stakes. Excuse me. He was bred by Turner's Breeders. Turner Breeders. The Cliff Gilliam's Handicap at Ellis Park won a Key to Power. That's a 6-year-old horse by A.P. Andy, bred by Pam and Martin Wygott. The Lighthouse Stakes at Monmouth Park winner, Mi Ling by Empire Maker, bred by Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams. The Del Mar Juvenile Turf Stakes winner, Hollywood Don by Tappet, bred by Cybon Racing Stables. They're going a mile on the grass out there. The Avowal Stakes at Woodbine winner, Harp and Halo. Harp and Halo is a 4-year-old filly by Singing Saint, bred by Adina Springs. $200,000 Presque Isle Mile went to Florida One by Birdstone, bred by Gainesway Thoroughbreds. The Sorority Stakes at Monmouth Park, High Holiday by Harlan's Holiday, bred by Yaiko Stables. The You and Me Stakes at Gulfstream Park winner, let me see how I'm going to pronounce it. Huasca, H-U-A-S-C-A. Anyway, she's by Tiz Wonderful and was bred by Tiz George, St. George Stables over on Kenny Lane, part of the old George D. Widener farm. The Etta Bacoke, Etta Bacoke or whatever. It's a Woodbine. It's a stakes race. An Elusive Collection won that by Elusive Quality and was bred by Tall Oaks Farm. The Birdcatcher Stakes at Northlands Park went to Christofferson, bred by Scott Stables, and it's a 2-year-old colt by Rock Hard Tan. The $200,000 Centaur Stakes at Indiana went to Courtier by Pioneer of the Nile, bred by Judmont Farm. Of course, that Pioneer of the Nile stands at Windstar Farm. Courtier, that brings back memories of I.T. Whiz back in the 50s. There was Dixie Anna had a Courtier colt. I broke him as a yearling for Dixiana. I had two Quartiers by, what was the name of that horse? Oh, wow. Come on, Ursel. Stood over at, it was a French bred horse. It stood over at Spendthrift Farm. And I can't remember his name now. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I'm getting old. Anyway, this Quartier went to, he placed in stakes. And was a good, was a really a nice colt. Both of them could run, as a matter of fact. And I wish I could think of the name. Quartil, there we go. Imported Quartil, C-O-R-T-I-L. Wow, I didn't have to wake up Jack in the middle of the night to tell her that. Yeah, oh well. One of those colts, the Quartils, ran second to Northern Dancer in the Bluegrass Stakes, as a matter of fact. The $200,000 Indiana Grand Stakes up at Indiana Grand went to Tiger Ride by Candy Ride, bred by Dixiana Farms, and that was on Wednesday. And then yesterday, the Krista Cat Stakes winner, Miss Ella, by Exchange Rate, was bred by Jack Swain III. Okay, that takes care of my good friends Chauncey. Over at KTA. And DeHare, beginning with first crop stakes winner Gypsy Robin, a multiple graded stakes winner in grade one place, filly that earned over $598,000, has gone on to sire an excellent 14% stakes winners from starters. One of 14 grade one winners by Awesome again. DeHare has been represented by stakes horses every year since Gypsy Robin began the trend. His Mamduha this year has won the correction in New York. She's placed in the grade two distaff and a grade three vacancy on her way to earning more than $325,000. DeHare stands at Shadwell Farm. That's the home also of Albertus Maximus and Interdab. Albertus Maximus won the grade one Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, earned over $1,328,000. And his first two starters, 2 year olds this year, both won. Both won the first time they started, and one of them went on to win stakes. That was My Heart Goes On. And, of course, greatest stakes were in a dab, the son of the speed sire Phone Trick. So he's our sound runners. Here's an interesting stat. 84% of his foals have made it to the races. That's an outstanding figure. And 12% of his starters have earned black type, headed by a couple of really good ones. Greater Good, multiple greatest stakes winner, over $546,000. And Hit Heart Hoof, a greatest stakes winner in New York, and winner more than $519,000. So give stallion manager Kent Barnes over at Shadwell Farm. Give him a call, 859-224-4585. Ask him about breeding incentives and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigrees for more than 2 million foals? Then Brissette.com's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand, go to Brissette.com/APR. Optimized for tablet and mobile, Brissette.com's APR online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on nearly every North American thoroughbred dating back more than a century. Race records, public auction prices, pedigree statistics, and more, all included for $275 per year. Visit Brissette.com/APR and discover why the APR has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations, and why a new generation is using APR online.
Well, September 7th at Saratoga, the grade 2 $250,000 Barad Baruch handicap was won by Aronicus, a 4-year-old colt by Distorted Humor. The day before in France, the Prix du La Cochere went to Sonnery, a 3-year-old filly by More Than Ready. Aronicus stamped himself as a leading contender for the grade 1 Breeders' Cup Turf Mile by setting a new course record of 138-2 for a mile and a 16th. 138-2, wow. Bred and owned by Stuart S. Janney III, he earlier won the Grade 2 Dixie at Pimlico, and he's earned over $573,000. He's one of 7 2015 stakes winners by champion sire Distorted Humor. Sonnery was bred by Wertheimer and Freer. She's trained by Freddie Head, and she goes in group stakes in her next start. She's one of 8 2015 stakes winners by the internationally successful More Than Ready. Distorted Humor and More Than Ready have both side champions and winners of Breeders' Cup races, and both stand at Windstar Farm. See yearlings by these two outstanding sires, starting with Book One, of course, at Keeneland. And for more, contact Kyle Wilson, Sean Tugler, Carolyn Walsh at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com.
Now, back to the Thoroughbred Training Center and Ursula Ellis.
All righty. Well, stakes races run today. There's a passel of them. Take a quick look at them here. We're going to have Steve Moody on the show in just a few minutes. Take a look at a couple of them at Churchill Downs. There's Steve, of course, the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, and they're running the Grade 3 Iroquois up at Churchill today. A field of 12 two-year-olds going in there. What's the other stakes at Churchill today? Oh, it's the Pocahontas. It's Grade 2 for the fillies. It's a little smaller field, field of 8. We're going to give you the winner of those in just a couple of minutes. The Belmont Park, they're running the Grade 2 Sands Point Stakes, field of 12 going there. Three-year-olds going, fillies going a mile and eighth on the grass. The Super Derby down in Louisiana Downs is Grade 2 race, $400,000 pot, and it's drawn a field of 7. Prime Engine, Four Leaf Chief, The Picket Factor, Fusa Itchy Flame, Allied Air Raid, Choco Pologi, and Mobile Bay. Woodbine, they're running the Grade 2 Natalma Stakes today, and also the Grade 2 Summer Stakes, 11 going in the Natalma and 10 going in the Summer Stakes. Let's see, what else do we have here? Dueling Grounds at Kentucky Downs, they got 4 stakes going today, the Dueling Grounds Derby. The Kentucky Downs Ladies Sprint Stakes, Kentucky Downs Turf Dash, and the Locust Grove Stakes. No, that's down at Churchill today. The Locust Grove is a $100,000 race at Churchill with a field of 12. The three, all those three at Kentucky Downs are got pots of $300,000 each with fields of 11, 12, and 11. That kind of money will fill them up. And tomorrow is a big day up at Woodbine. They're running the Rich Woodbine Mile. It's goes off at 5:45 Eastern Daylight Time. $1 million pot. Wise Dan was scheduled to go in this, but he's been retired. Couldn't make it, but give it a good try. Two-time horse of the year. He's going to live the life of Charlie Lepreski. He's going to turn him out on his farm down around Athens. And the Woodbine Mile. Obviously, Grand Arch, Platinum Glory, Za Approval, Turncoat, Tower of Texas, Mondelisti, Mr. Owen, K-Gun, Lee, and Reporting Star. Nice field of 11 going in that. Also in Canada, that's the Northern Dance of Turf Stakes tomorrow. It's Grade 1. The Grade 2 Canadian Stakes, big field there, field of 11. At Hastings, they're running the Grade 3 British Columbia Derby with a field of 9. And then they've got one other graded stakes, the Bold Venture. I wonder if Bold Venture ever went a wood run in Canada. Could have, I guess, because he's a Kentucky Derby winner for Mr. Well, anyway, this is a field of 6 going in that. 2 Sprightstowns in there, Sprite Song and Essence Hitman. So, pretty good racing today. Well, September 4, Monmouth Park, the Grade 3 Boiling Spring Stakes was run by Strict Compliance, a 3-year-old filly by Into Mischief, bred by Mr. and Mrs. Richard Thompson and Linda Thompson, trained by Chad Brown. Strict Compliance has won 4 of her 6 starts this year, including her first 3 starts at Gulfstream, Keeneland, and she won the Pennsylvania Oaks. Follow that with a fast closing 4th and a field of 14 in the Rich Belmont Oaks Invitational, and a 3rd in Saratoga's Grade 2 Lake Placid, and a win in the Grade 3 Boiling Springs brought her earnings up to $302,600. She's just the latest runner by Into Mischief, a list that includes Golden Sense, twice winner of the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, earner of over $3 million. Grade 1 winner and millionaire Vickers in Trouble, Grade 1 winner and millionaire Vijack. That's 3 millionaires. Take a good look at the yearlings by Into Mischief at Keeneland, beginning with hip number 43, 400 and 483, all in book 1. Grade 1 winner Into Mischief, a half-brother to the brilliant race mare Beholder, is by the superior Sire Harlan's Holiday, and he stands at Spendthrift Farm. That's the Breeders' Farm. Book him now for $45,000 due on the foal stands and nurses. Inquiries to Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, and Mark Toothacker. 859-294-0030. See the website at SpendthriftFarm.com.
Down through the years, experienced horsemen, and that, my friends, is a winning combination. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way. And that's why, for more than six decades, a Sally Van has been the safest way to the winner's circle. So give them a call at 859-255-9406. See the website at sallyvans.com and enjoy the ride.
Now, back to Horsetails with Ursula Ellis.
All right. Well, we've got Steve Moody back with us this week. And Steve is back in Kentucky, as a matter of fact, doing the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet. And, of course, that's published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And welcome back home, Steve.
Yeah, back in the bluegrass.
Back in the bluegrass. All right. Okay, well, we're running a couple of two-year-old stakes up at Churchill Downs today, and I need a couple of winners in the worst way, so what can you do for me?
Well, we've got two graded stakes up there today, both for the two-year-olds. Eighth race is the Pocahontas. This race used to be run at a flat mile, but they've changed it now towards both these races. The Pocahontas and the Iroquois are now a mile and a 16th. The first one, Pocahontas, is a two-year-old filly. It's a field of eight drawn in here, and looks like the seven horse, Just Wicked, is going to be the big favorite. In here, she is two for two. She broke her maiden the first time out at Saratoga and came right back, won the Adirondack in her next start up at Saratoga as well. She's come out of the win in the Adirondack with a series of works. She had an easy half mile at Churchill, and she looks like the one to beat. Even though she will be stretching out today, going two turns before the first time. She's about to tap it, and no reason to think that she can't stretch out. She's got tactical speed. She can run up on the lead if she needs to, but probably will lay just off. Looks like the speed comes from the inside, from the one horse decked out. And I think she'll sit in behind her and be ready to make her run, turn for home. She's definitely the one to beat. Decked Out is my second choice. Finished behind Just Wicked the last time out. I think she'll go to the front in here from the rail. And it's going to be a matter of catcher if you can. The three horse Dream Dance, stepping up in class today for Neil Howard, but, this is a horse, like a lot of Neil Howard's horses that I think the longer they go, the better, that she will be. And I think she could come up there and get part of it. So, tough to go against the favorite here. She was awfully impressive at Saratoga and, I think she'll be tough today. We'll go 7-1-3 in the Pocahontas. The ninth race is the Iroquois. This is for two-year-old males, same distance, mile and a 16th. This one's a grade 3, 150,000. Field of 12 were drawn. There is one scratch. The eight horse, Do That Dance, has been scratched. I thought this was a pretty wide open race. I didn't really see a standout in here at all. Matter of fact, the favorite is kind of a lukewarm 7-2 on the one horse, Mark Cassie, trained, Conquest Windy City. So, when you see a morning line odds that high on the favorite, pretty much tells you you've got a wide open affair. I went for a little bit of price on the 10, Rated R Superstar. Thought he was much improved in his second start, won very easily down at Ellis, stepping up to try winners today, but the work since his win at Ellis suggests that he's still got room to improve. He figures to show speed today, stretching out to two turns, and I'm going to give him a chance to spring a little bit of a mild upset. Condominium is a very well-bred colt by Tisnow, and even though he's a maiden, there are several maidens in this race, which again tells you that it's a pretty wide open affair when the maidens are look to be competitive against in a stakes race. But this one that goes for Wayne Lucas, and another one of Tisnow that figures to get better as the distances get longer. He's the price in here too, also 8-1. I think he's got a chance. And then the five horse Unbridled Outlaw didn't win his first time out, came back the second time, one got hammered down to 2-5. He won that one for Dale Romans, and I think he's got a chance in here. But wide open race in the Iroquois, unlike what the Pocahontas is. I think you got to go for a price, so I'm going to go with one, the 10 horse, Rated R Superstar. We'll go 10-4-5 in the Iroquois.
Well, okay, Steve, we sure thank you. And Glenn, welcome back. And, of course, you've been doing the Saratoga sheet, which is a lot of fun doing that, I imagine. So, anyway, all right. We thank you, Coach. You can get a copy of that Kentucky Handicapper sheet. Just go to brisnet.com, brisnet.com, and you can usually pick one up wherever they sell a daily racing form. Thanks, Mike. Steve, excuse me.
All right, Ursula.
All right. Talk to you next week.
All right.
All righty, I'm going to read something, I guess, from I'd like to do something on price level, but I don't think I have time. How much time have I got? 6 minutes? 7 minutes?
Six minutes.
You had one thumb up there. Here I'm killing time trying to find something that didn't. Well, now I've lost it. Okay, here's some. I'm going to try to read this. I got a few minutes anyway with Joe Palmer called Waiter Woe. And with the Thoroughbred Club coming up, you know, honoring the handicapper, so we're going to talk a little bit about this. So, for reasons which you will find in your own mind if you search carefully, a man who will insist heatedly that he has the best horse in America, England, and the donations and the dominions beyond the seas will recall in shocked horror if a racing secretary agrees with him to the extent of putting weight on the animal in handicaps. The ideal racing situation, any owner of a great horse will agree, is one by which the horse carries 126 pounds and wins $50,000 every Saturday by nine lengths. Racing secretaries sometimes make as much as $50,000 a year. The first $10,000 of this is for the expert work they do, and the remaining $40,000 is for the abuse they take. In the first case, they are probably underpaid. In the second, they don't get enough for sure. Recently, a fine friendship was cemented between Charles McLennan, the racing secretary here, and Colonel Larry McPhail, who owns a Flamingo candidate named General Staff. The colt is the son of Mahmoud, winner of the Epsom Derby and leading American sire of 1946. The dam is Uvira II, winner of the Irish Oaks, which had previously foaled Colonel O.F. and Noble Impulse, both horses of considerable class. General Staff won three races toward the close of the last season and ran third in the Pimlico Futurity. He came out here in January and absolutely scattered a mediocre field, winning by five lengths easily. Racing writers were highly enthusiastic about the quality of this race, and I'm sure Mr. McPhail read their encomiums with pleasure. James McKee, who trains the colt, said General Staff was the best horse he had ever had his hands on, and I imagine this was also well received. But Mr. McLennan also thought that this was a pretty good colt, and he put 122 pounds on him for the Bahamas Handicap. Turned out that this was one good opinion that Mr. McPhail didn't want. Furthermore, he had an invaluable training arguing with umpires and with the same solicitude with which a batsman who has just looked at a third strike inquires about an umpire's eye afflictions. He asked Mr. McLennan if he were correct in assuming that past performances had something to do with handicapping. This was done by telegram, later published. This proves merely that Mr. McPhail is quicker to learn than most. It was generally agreed that he should not have done this, and at the same time admitted that he was doing what only a good many leading trainers and owners were doing. He was trying to get weight off his horse. This has not gone on forever, but only since Admiral Rube received conceived the idea of handicapping horses by weight. This department always had a little extra stuffing put in the right shoulder of coats to allow for trainers who had put their heads there and sobbed because a 130-pound horse was given 130 pounds. Just the same, this comes under the heading of born 30 years too late. It's too bad Mr. McPhail wasn't along soon enough to send this telegram to the late Walter S. Vosburgh, who handicapped for many years for the Jockey Club. I have no idea what would have happened, but having been barred from seeing the explosion at Bikini, I would like to have seen this. It was Mr. Vosburgh, for instance, whom the late Samuel D. Riddle asked what weight he would put on Man of War at four. You understand that Man of War would have been, with his towering reputation, the greatest gate attraction racing could have ever seen in the present century. But Mr. Vosburgh was not in the admissions department. If he wins his first race, he said, I'll put the heaviest weight on him any horse has carried in my lifetime. After Man of War was in the stud, Mr. Riddle accepted this as the greatest praise his horse had ever had, and he would tell the story proudly. In 1920, however, he considered it unfair and unjust and an infringement on the rights of all horsemen named Samuel Dorr Riddle. Mr. John B. Campbell, who handicaps in New York, has a somewhat different technique. It was he, for instance, who put 138 pounds on Coal Town against good company when Narragansett was bidding for him at 130 pounds against a weaker field. Normally, he does not pay much attention to complaints, having heard a good many, but sometimes he takes cognizance of them. After one trainer had bothered him for a while, he got a towel from somewhere and pinned it on the bulletin board with a sign reading, Crying Towel for the Exclusive Use of... and left it blank. Winners from the Thoroughbred Center since last week, saddled by Eduardo Caramore, Dame Kubiski, Adolfo Marcias, Ted Lucas, John O'Meara, Paul Garcia, Tommy Short, Paul Pavel Majeka, Scooter Hughes, Marco Castaneda, Jimmy Corgan, Eduardo Caramore, Stacy Slovis, and Brian Michael. Stay tuned now for Cameron Mills, and we will talk to you next week.